It will not happen the way you expect. It will not follow your plan. And you're still holding on for dear fucking life. Here's the thing. Nobody wants to admit the strategy isn't the problem, but you keep pretending it is. It's like, there's only one way or one particular business that will make or break if your wild dream will become a reality. And this is the shit high achievers do. The ones that can tell you in seconds, like who they are, what they're about, and how they're going to change the game. The huge ass missions we're born with, they never unfold the way you pictured, not even close. And you made the strategy your whole fucking personality, like ride or die. And that's exactly why you're stuck. Wild entrepreneurs, it's all or death. That's just how we're built. But you're fucking it up, placing an equal sign between you and your business, between you and your strategy. That's not commitment. That's the only guaranteed way to fail. You know, you clutch that elevator pitch so hard that when it doesn't work, you won't just feel like a failure. Your whole fucking identity will shatter. So stop right fucking now. What you need is simple and it will fuck with your head. Fully committed, zero attachment. It's all in on the adventure. Zero fucks given about the map. And this is where most people fuck themselves over. They think surrendering means giving up. It doesn't. It doesn't. They think zero attachment means they're not committed. It doesn't. Both of those people are still white-knuckling a plan that was never theirs to control. You've decided it's happening. So why the fuck are you still gripping the plan? If it's truly decided, the how is none of your fucking business. Okay? The right moves, the right people, the right opportunities, they align because you decided. Not before. Not when it's convenient. Not because of your fancy fucking strategy. So stop committing to the strategy. Stop committing to the business. Commit to the guts. Okay? Not your mentor's guts. Not your mastermind's gut. Yours. The one you keep overriding because it doesn't sound strategic enough. And just take the wild ass move, the needle kind of action every single day. Because if you're not constantly taking wild action, none of this means shit. You can decide all you want. You can get fired up. But if you don't move when the pang hits, mental masturbation every single time. And if you're not taking wild gut action every single fucking day, what you were born to do never fucking comes. Not eventually, not when you're ready, never. You know? A real breakthrough means one thing. Just cut the noise and do the one thing that actually moves the needle. You already know the move. You've known it the whole fucking time. It's sitting there while you're busy making lists and getting ready to get ready. Not the safe move. Not the just one more thing first move. The one that makes you shit scared. That one. I mean, sure, let your brain write a whole fucking essay of reasons why now isn't the right time. I mean, that's been working out great, hasn't it? You are the action you take, not the ideas in your head, not the things you mean to do, just the moves you actually fucking make. Because while you're busy white-knuckling the plan, the move that actually changes everything is sitting there waiting for you to stop being weak as fuck and take it.